Hey, Shelly, is that a new shirt?
No. It's kind of old. I've had it for quite a while.
Something looks different, though.
You know what? This is a new necklace that I'm wearing, so maybe the necklace made my outfit look new?
You know what? I think that's right. I think it is the necklace.
You know what's interesting about that? It kind of reminds me of depth and complexity.
How so, Shelly?
You're probably wondering, like, what the heck?
Make that connection, Shelly.
Okay, so, you know, that's been a buzzword in the classroom for a long time, especially centered around GT, that we're supposed to, you know, give them more depth and more complexity. Mm-hmm. But what does that really mean? Do you know?
I feel like I would know it if I saw it. But no, I don't know.
But you can't quantify it for us.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same perspective that a lot of teachers have. They don't really know what that looks like. Sometimes they think it looks like maybe I should just give them more work or harder work.
Gross.
But Sandra Kaplan is a big name in the GT world, and she has these things called depth and complexity icons. Mm-hmm. And they're really cool because they can help you figure out what exactly does depth and complexity mean. So, like, some of the icons that are on there are multiple perspectives or rules or language of the discipline or details. And so what I really love about these icons is that you can take an existing lesson and then think about some of these icons and figure out how can I add to my lesson using these icons to add some depth and complexity.
So another term that I might kind of throw in here is that they give you different lenses to look at your old lesson plans with.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I kind of get it. So can you give me an example of how you might use one of these icons or lenses?
Sure. So I'm thinking about, I love World War II. And I love reading novels with kids about it and just talking about it and the events. But one thing that could help you with this is giving the kids some of these different lenses, as you called them, to look through while they're investigating. So for World War II, one that I think might be really good is multiple perspectives. Mm. Because we always look at World War II from the perspective of the United States. But there was a German perspective, there was a Japanese perspective, there was an English perspective, mm-hmm. There was a French perspective, and there was all these different countries that had a different way of looking at it. And so I think it might be kind of interesting for the kids to all explore, maybe using different literature that comes from those different perspectives.
And what I love about this is that with Kaplan's depth and complexity, with these lenses or icons, as you were calling them, really, you take a look at World War II, there's an incredible amount of research out there that delves into every possible aspect of World War II. And so what you're doing with these lenses is you're actually helping the students narrow their focus on something that is incredibly complex. And since they're focusing on, you said multiple perspectives, since they're focusing on that aspect with this lens, you're kind of helping them digest the information and making it coherent.
Yes. So I, like, one of my favorite books to read is Number of the Stars, and that's actually written from the perspective of people that live in Denmark. And that's okay. A perspective that we don't often see. And, you know, it talks about the girl in it, her friend was Jewish, and how they hid the family and snuck them across the border into, I believe, Sweden, maybe? Haven't read it in a couple of years. But anyways, it's kind of that journey of that. And I just love it because it's that different perspective that we don't get.
Okay, so if you'll go to our blog at esc11.net/UROCEDU Radio, we're going to have a link to Sandra Kaplan's Depth and Complexity. What's another lens that you might use with World War II?
Well, I was thinking about rules. And really, a lot of times, you know, when you study war when you're younger, you just think war is war, anything goes. But, you know, there's all these rules of war and the way that you're supposed to act. And it's kind of interesting to think about it. And I never really thought about it too much until I saw the movie Unbroken, mm-hmm. which I believe it's a book too, but I watched the movie version of it. And it just, it helped me to see a new perspective, actually, as well, of seeing these prisoners of war that were from the United States that were in Japan and seeing how badly they were treated, mm-hmm. and that you know, in this particular case, the Japanese were not really following the rules of the prisoners of war and how they were supposed to be treated. They were starving them. The guys were all getting all kinds of illnesses. And it really made me think about how scary that would have been.
Yeah. And so in my mind, at least, so you're talking about multiple perspectives and rules, that really raises the level up to the higher end of Bloom's taxonomy when you're looking at whether it's an old lesson or an old topic. You can really freshen it up with these lenses. And as you were talking, I was thinking about maybe character analysis in a book using the lens of unanswered questions. A lot of times we'll read a book and the characters will just be givens to us. Like we'll accept whatever the author offers up in the drama and the passages. And with the lens of the unanswered question, you can have the kids, you know, asking a lot of questions about what if this element had changed, what would have happened, what is the author's purpose or what's the character's purpose in this particular passage. So I can see a lot of depth and complexity being added to any of these approaches to content. And honestly, in general, if we take a step back, this is kind of looking at your content from a different perspective so that you're not really having to reinvent the wheel. You're just layering a new, beautiful layer on top, maybe rose-colored glasses, if you will, that will freshen up the content, not just for yourself as a teacher, but for the kids as students and, at least in this case, as consumers and producers.
I agree, and I think it's just a great way to really bring in a lot more critical thinking for your kids, you know, and that's another buzzword in education that we're all trying to do. And then it's like, but how do I do it? You know, this is a great way to bring in some of that critical thinking, because once they're all looking at maybe multiple perspectives, now you have all this different information that you can have them analyze, compare and contrast, make judgments on and things like that. That'll really bring them to that higher level of Bloom's.
Man, I love that so much. Awesome. Thanks so much for bringing this to the table, Shelley.
And, you know, I told you I was going to let you know how my shirt had to do with depth and complexity. So
yeah, that was a little bit of a stretch. I didn't think you could do it, but you did it. You did it just fine.
Okay, and remember, if you want more information about Sandra Kaplan's depth and complexity and links to resources, visit our website. It's www.esc11.net/urockeduradio. And once you get there, you'll click on the blog tab and we'll have a little post about this topic.
I'm Charles Cooper.
And I'm Shelley Shaw.
And remember, you rock.